Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman.
All right, here we go with the super scary episode of this week's Tiny Shutter Podcast. I am Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
The previously recorded intro will be played in the outtakes after this. All right, folks, we are back, and as always, we are going to hop right into the news, and today we are going to get started with news that proves Tim Cook is not Steve Jobs. According to the Wall Street Journal, Scott Forstall has been asked to leave Apple. Scott Forstall, in case you didn't know, is the head of iOS development. He is the guy that is responsible for many of the recent flub-ups, including Apple Maps and Siri and Mark's incapabilities of staying quiet during the news.
It was his fault for dropping my iPhone.
So Tim Cook has asked, after the Apple Maps fiasco, Tim Cook asked Scott Forstall to be a part of the public apology for Apple Maps. Scott Forstall disapproved of the apology and said he would not sign on, and he's been asked to leave.
Well, he's been asked to leave and stay on as an advisor for, like, I think it's a year or maybe even longer than that, so he's still getting something out of it. They don't want him part of the team, but they don't want him to exactly go away because he'll be picked up by somebody else pretty quickly.
Right. So I just thought it was interesting because of the whole apology thing, and that is something that's kind of new Apple.
Well, it's also it's also important to note that the whole signing the document thing is kind of rumor right now. It's all speculation. But the one thing that is being rumored around is that everybody seems to love this. There's parties going on at the Apple place. There's people going to bars celebrating the fact that he's gone.
Right, because a lot of people weren't a big fan of his. And he's actually been rumored to have issues with other high-end execs.
Yeah.
So
that's putting it mildly. Yeah.
All right, so that has nothing to do with photography.
No, but interestingly enough, what might happen is, from what I understand, is there was a whole shakeup in the whole ladder corporate structure there, and Johnny Ives has taken a huge role in the company.
Because his role wasn't huge before.
Right, but it's more so. And from what I'm understanding is that the skeuomorphism, well, however you say that, that's pretty much going to come to an end pretty soon.
I like Johnny Ives because of the way he says aluminium.
Aluminium. Aluminium.
All right.
Aluminium designs. Yeah, he does it much better. Yeah.
Let's move on. I'm going to bump the number two news down to number three and move the number three up to number two and say we haven't talked about Instagram ever, so this news this news is fitting. I don't know if you guys remember a while back we had a big Romney screw up in the news. They couldn't spell America correctly in one of their iPhone apps.
Yeah.
It was an iPhone app that you took a picture of yourself and then you could overlay a transparency on it that said "I'm with Mitt, support America" or something like that. I can't remember. You remember?
I remember.
So we have a new and new an improved Romney camp screw up here, and it has to do with an image of a particular rally, and the controversy is whether or not this image was intentionally photoshopped poorly or if it was a honest to goodness mistake created by a horrible panorama app. You guys have seen the picture.
Yep.
And let's start with you, Matt. What do you think?
I'm going to have to go with a horrible panorama app. I just could not believe there's any way that someone could possibly be that bad at Photoshop.
Yeah.
It's clearly a botched up panoramic.
So it's funny. Oh, God darn, my Mac just fell asleep again. It's funny that you both say that because I agree that it must be a hacked up stitch job, right, by an app, right? My thing about that is, even if that's the case, how does that not get picked up? You know, I mean, they took the time to put it into a 3-picture collage, frame collage. How did they not, in that process, figure out that this is a botched stitch job?
I think it's 7 pictures.
What?
I'm guessing it's 7 pictures.
What are you talking about?
7-picture collage. This is not 3 pictures.
I'm talking about the picture that got posted to Instagram. The picture that got posted to Instagram was a 2-on-top-of-1 collage. There was a picture of Romney shaking somebody's hand. There's a picture of the big tent. And then there's this botched panorama.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the photos within the panorama. No, made it up. No. Okay, so yeah. Well, if you're dealing with small screens, it's just laziness. At first glance, when you provided this link, I didn't see anything wrong, but that was just quick glance.
Drunk?
Yeah, I actually had a few.
it's atrocious. I mean, it's like glaringly horrible. And I can't, like Matt said, I can't imagine anybody being this horrible at Photoshop. I mean, I can imagine somebody being this horrible at Photoshop. I can't imagine somebody being this horrible at Photoshop and having a position where Photoshop is in their job description.
Maybe it wasn't in their job description.
Yeah, and I agree with Mark a little bit. I mean, it could have just been someone, you know, in a hurry. I could kind of see how this could be overlooked. Not everyone's got a trained eye like you, Keith.
Well, not everybody's dealing with a big screen either. I'm looking at this as a blown up photo. If somebody literally did this with an iPhone app, then I could see this going under the radar.
See, I think this was shot on the top secret iPhone mini. So it was even harder to tell.
Right. So, we are in agreement that we believe this was something that was done with an auto stitch and not something that was hacked together in, like, I don't know, Blender or something, right?
Let's put it this way. What was the worst panoramic app that we reviewed back on the panorama?
I think that was Best Panel. This is the job from Best Panel.
So, it's possible that...
The link, yeah. I'll provide a link in the show notes, and it goes to Petapixel, and somebody who has, you know, a lot of pink arrows... does a really good job at describing why he feels that this is a complete Photoshop botch and not a panorama app stitch botch. But that link will be in the show notes, and you guys can let us know what you think.
All right, sounds good.
All right, let's move on to our third news item. And in more Jimi Hendrix news, the Perfectly Clear app has been updated, and according to the developer, it can now remove the iPhone 5 purple haze phenomenon. I have some ideas on that, but since Matt is a recent focus point purveyor of the Perfectly Clear app, I'm going to let him chat about it.
Yeah, you know, this is great. This is the third week in a row we've mentioned this app. And you know what my favorite thing about this update is? I'm going to tell you. My favorite thing is the fact that the noise reduction is now included for free.
I spent how much on that? $1.99. I could have spent that on.
That's why I threw Matt under the bus. It is kind of like one of these things where, you know, I often sit there and say, like, for instance, Snapseed, you know, there's plenty of people that will get upset when I post a free app alert for Snapseed after they've paid $5 for it. And I'm like, you know, Snapseed's worth it. Whether you got it for free or whether you paid $5 for it, it's a great app and it's worth it. Just be happy that you have the app. Well, now I find myself a little disappointed that I don't know, a week after I spent $8 on this app, we have one person telling us that the engine that does all the perfectly clearing is the same engine that's used in Camera Awesome, and that the and that now the noise reduction is free. It's like, really?
Yeah, but Snapseed I use all the time. I stopped using this app.
Have you tried it with the update, Matt? Oh shit, Matt!
I've used that app, but I
Matt's pissed and he's punched out.
No, I'm not pissed.
Why would I thought I we lost pissed? You there for a second.
I was just, we just lost you, and I was just joking because I'm trying to fill dead air.
I'm finding this whole thing amusing, to tell you the truth. No, I have played with it. Actually, almost every photo that I've taken for the last 3 weeks now with my iPhone, I've run through this app.
So at least you're getting your money's worth out of it.
Yeah, well, I haven't used the noise reduction feature. It's probably the only thing that I haven't done with it yet.
Were you waiting for it to come out for free?
I was. I knew it was going to happen.
And you didn't tell
Have you, have you had the opportunity to put the Purple Haze remover to the test?
No, because I don't have a Purple Haze problem.
That's funny. Oh, right, you don't have the... Damn it, sorry about that. Sorry to rub it in your face that I have the iPhone 5.
Yeah, so far I'm jealous.
When are you getting the iPhone 5? You said December, right?
In February, if it doesn't rattle anymore.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, good luck with that. I don't think they're addressing that issue. Nobody's apologizing for that one.
It's a feature.
It's a feature. So it's funny because I did a... I posted one to Instagram probably a week or so ago. I was actually trying to create an artistic version of the Purple Haze. You know, if I aim the thing right at a light bulb or something, I can get the Purple Haze. But I was trying to get it in such a way that it worked with the picture I was using, and I just couldn't create it in the way I wanted to. So obviously I was holding it wrong, right? But I don't have anything on my camera roll to try this new feature out, so maybe next week we can mention it for the fourth week in a row and let you know how the Purple Haze elimination feature works.
Yeah, we should do that, and then most of our listeners will be convinced at just how much you and Mark hate this app.
I don't hate it. It just
I just don't care about it.
I'm indifferent.
It shows.
Right. We can't stand it so much that we mention it at every episode.
All right. You guys ready to move out of the news?
Let's do it.
I'm not. I'm enjoying this. Let's stay on this for a while.
We can sit here and chat about it as I try and find a purple picture if you want.
That's okay.
You're the only one that's going to be able to test it.
That's true. All right. So let's move on to this week's feature. And this week's feature is a kind of lackadaisical feature. We don't have anything scientifically lined up. There was a interview scheduled that got postponed got postponed. I mean, for crying out loud, all three of us are up here in the Northeast, and I want to, first of all, you know, that's a good thing to do is, I hope everybody that's listening to us that's in Sandy affected areas is doing okay and recovering well. We managed to fare fairly well through it, but I know that sections of the Lower East Coast in the New Jersey area got hammered pretty hard. So
yeah, hurricanes will do that.
Hopefully you guys are doing okay. And so let's move into what I was going to talk about briefly is the fact that I am now doing a column for theappwhisperer.com. No applause.
Find my applause button.
Yeah, could
bravo. You...
I'm pretty excited about it. I'm in the company of some extremely talented photographers and artists.
Thank you.
over there.
Oh, bastard.
I think I just read yesterday that Cosi Hernandez is going to be contributing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and Kevin Custer is also contributing. He is previously director of photography for Playboy. There's a lot of big names over there. I don't have the list in front of me, and I'm just humbled to be a part of them. And series that I'm going to be doing is going to be called The Tiny Shutter Advantage, and it's going to be consisting mostly of short video clips of one thing or another. This week it was a brief little tip/tutorial on photo toaster.
And your approval of Google Mail.
And my approval of Google Mail. Yeah, if you don't have Google Mail or Gmail, the app on your iPhone, not using Gmail through your Apple Mail, but using the actual Gmail app, and you're a fan of Google Mail or Gmail, you should try it because it's great. Anyway, have you guys used Photo Toaster?
I started using it actually when I saw your video.
Yeah. I had Photo Toaster had been on my phone for eons, and it was very similar to some other apps that we all know about that, you know, you use it and it's, for some reason, it just didn't click with me, right? I mean, like, for some reason, Snapseed clicked with me instantly, and I love Snapseed. My first introduction into Photo Toaster, it just didn't click with me, and it kind of got pushed aside, and then it got stuffed in a folder, and then it didn't get used. And so for this first episode of the Tiny Shutter Advantage over on theappwhisperer.com, she said, you know, why don't you give the new update to Photo Toaster a try. And so I said, well, that sounds great. I'll do it. The new update has lighting brushes, so you can brush in lightening and brush in darkening. And that's basically the big exciting factor about it. It's got a really nice UI. I was confused by how the app worked. I mean, I'm used to things like pick effects where I can kind of zone in levels of opacity on the different filters and then stack filters on top of each other and that kind of thing. So the way Photo Toaster works is different than that, whereas you can't stack filters like from the same group together. You can stack different effects on top of each other. And whereas you don't have the opportunity to just grab a opacity slider and go up and down, what you have in Photo Toaster is actually a little more detailed, less intuitive though, and it's you get the filter installed over your picture, and then you have the opportunity to adjust a whole bunch of sliders that are related to that particular preset filter that you're using. So if you have a filter that's like a big punch filter, like a fake HDR or something, you put that filter on, and basically what that is a starting point, similar to like Lightroom on your desktop. It gives you a starting point, and it puts all the sliders where that particular filter gets you, and then you can take and knock down your warmth, or your temperature rather, and you can knock down vibrance and opacity, I mean not opacity, saturation and all these kinds of things to kind of tweak that particular filter. So it's a little bit more in-depth and involved, but I like it. I've gotten some great results with it since I started using it, and it's funny, since I started using it, the one thing that's been least impressive to me is the new lighting brushes. You don't have an opportunity to decide whether or not you want them at a particular level or not. It's just, you either have plus or minus, and it's like plus a stop and a half or minus a stop and a half. You don't get to adjust where in that range it is. So for that, for me personally, if I've got to take it into something like Image Blender afterwards and tone that back, I could take it into Image Blender in the first place and put one overexposed one on top of the other one and paint it in with a mask and adjust my opacity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I give the Photo Toaster app a thumbs up though. If you don't have it and you haven't used it, and you do feel like you want to grab it, after you get it, head over to theappwhisperer.com, because there is a very detailed 12-minute walkthrough on the app, and it's very, very good to get you like up and running with it. Because if you grab a picture and you go through the motions along with the video tutorial, it really kind of just, now you know what you're doing. By the end of that video, you're like, oh, now it makes sense. Because prior to that video, I was like, I'm not having fun with this app. I'm not enjoying it. And after that video, I understood how it worked, and I'm pretty excited about the app now.
It works on the iPad as well, right?
It does, yep. It does.
I'll have to try it there. That's where I like to do all my photo editing.
Keith, how much is that app?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head. I apologize, but I want to say it's $2.99.
I think it was $2.99. It's not that bad.
You are so wishy-washy with your opinions on app cost. I swear to God.
I was wondering what you guys would say to that.
Well, now that you've spent $8 on an app that you don't use, $3 sounds pretty nice, right?
Pretty much. So. There's a. It's $1.99.
It is $1.99?
Yeah.
Absolutely worth it. There's a free version as well.
There's a free version as well.
I think I had the free version originally.
I'll tell you that it's totally 100% worth the $1.99. And I've actually gone, there's actually some in-app purchases too where you can get some additional filters and some additional textures for overlays and stuff. And I have gone in and bought some of those, and they're also worthy of purchase if you're getting into using the app. So definitely I would give it a whirl. That's nice. Not my focus point though. So the only other thing I really wanted to touch on real quickly is to let the listeners know, and those potential people out there that have something to say, know that we are going to be offering up a sponsorship program pretty soon, and I hope to be getting it in the mix within the next week. Hopefully by next episode, we can announce that it's launched. And basically, this is going to be a very simple thing where we are going to offer up the episode to a sponsor. If somebody wants to say, my name's Jim and I own Jim's Truck World in California, then, you know, we'll say that. Or if you're an app developer, or if you're just a fan of the show and you want to donate some money to help support the cause, you're going to have that opportunity after this. It's not going to be a big giant commercial fest, so don't get scared about that. It's just going to be an opportunity for us to get some exposure for people who want it, and also for us to bring in a little bit of capital to help out the cause. That makes sense?
Perfectly. Proceeds go straight to our retirement fund.
Yes. It goes to the Tiny Shutter Halloween party.
We have it right behind me, right here.
All right. Is anybody watching the focus group?
I'm watching it, and Grizz actually just brought up a great point. Has anybody updated their Waze app?
Oh, right.
I have. I just haven't used it yet since the update.
Waze updated to 3.5, and it is looking very sweet.
Yeah, I upgraded, and I read the notes. I haven't screwed around with it yet, but there looks like there's some very cool stuff. Like, you know, say we're all heading to the Halloween party. You can share that information with your friends, and you'll know when, you know, what Mark's ETA is to the Halloween party.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I think it looks pretty cool with a lot of other updates that make it more socially engaging. So that's cool.
Yep, and a brand new looking map.
And I haven't even gotten into it that much, so that's more than I know. You know what? Yeah. Speaking of updates, real quick, just for those of our fans who have the iPhone 5 and are on iOS 6, Display Recorder, or Disp Recorder as it is, just got an update today, and Disp Recorder was a worthless pile of crap on the iPhone.
I can vouch for that.
Well, yeah, prior to this update, it was junk on the iPhone. It worked for crap. I mean, it didn't do anything. You'd sit there and invest 20 minutes and think you're doing a nice tutorial or whatnot, and then only to shut it down and have the thing totally collapse and crash, or it was just a waste. It worked moderately well on my son's 4S, but even with him, it was like a crapshoot. Like one out of every, or two out of every three would record correctly, so... I've used, now that the update's gone, there's a whole bunch of bugs that have been fixed. It's working totally fine on the iPhone 5, which is perfect because I will be using it in some of my upcoming Tiny Shutter Advantage posts over on the App Whisperer.
I'm glad they fixed that, because that legitimately was an expensive app.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what bucks. I said. You know, and that's one of those things that's kind of weird to me, is like, just a brief tangent as far as the App Store goes, when you shell out that kind of money on an app that says it's capable of running on your system and it's not, you have zero recourse.
Yep.
You know, all you can do is go in there and badmouth them in the comments and hope that everybody else doesn't get screwed over the same way you did.
Yeah.
But yeah.
See, this is why I don't feel bad that you guys spent $1.99 on the in-app purchase on Perfectly Clear, because I freaking bought Display Recorder, and let me tell you how many times it's worked for me.
He bought it specifically because Mark told him to, so he could do an HDR tutorial, which we still haven't seen yet.
Because how am I going to record it?
They clearly updated the app. You have no excuse now.
You should see if it's any better for your you're on the iPhone 4 still, right?
Yeah. I'll try it again.
I don't know. I mean, the fact that it was a hog isn't going to change, I don't think. So I don't know if it'll help out or not. But you should at least give it a whirl, update it. You've already paid for it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's move to this week's Instagram post pick of the week. And it's my turn. So with that being said, Mark, make sure you are prepared next week.
Sure.
All right. I have to stay away from the focus group. I just read one of Grizz's comments about who has 12 minutes to learn how to use an app. Oh, crap. All right, forget. So this being our super scary Halloween special, that probably played into my decision for this week's post pick of the week. And this week's post pick of the week is from a Instagram user called Modron, M-O-D-R-O-N. And if you are in the Tiny Shutter feed right now, this picture was posted about 5 days ago from today. It is a picture. Let me give you their description. I used Blender and blended a photo of an old postcard and a window from last week. And what we've got is a kind of eerie, ghost-like looking image of a girl hovering in front of a window. And I figured it was very suitable for the super spectacular, scary Halloween special. There were some other zombie pictures and whatnot that hit the Tiny Shutter feed this week. So I did have a little bit of a challenge choosing which one was the scariest for me. But as far as spooky factor goes, that's the one that jumped out for me. So thank you very much for contributing, Modron. And we will put that on this week's post. And remember, folks, if you would like to be featured as the Instagram post pick of the week, tag your images on Instagram with Tiny Shutter. Everybody there?
Tagged.
tell me again what the username was.
Modron.
It's Mod Burns.
Alter rival. Ego.
I don't know if it's an alter ego, but...
Oh, it's the rival for Mod Burns. The rival. And real quick on hashtag Tiny Shutter news, we are at 2,855 pictures.
Dang, almost to 3,000.
I'm pretty excited about that. Let's get that cranking, folks. Make sure you tag your pictures. And let's move into this week's focus points. Who wants to go first? Stop.
I always go first.
Don't get angry with each other. I'll go. So I'm going to go first. That way it doesn't look like I'm copying you guys. we have a scary Halloween spooktacular theme going this week, and my choice is called Zombie Pick Booth. It's a free app available in the App Store. It's littered with it's littered with ads that you have to climb through to get to the to get to the UI, and then still there after you're all started. But anyway, that's all right. It's pretty cool. You take a picture of somebody or yourself, and you get a semi-transparent overlay of a choice of zombie faces, and they are sizable and scalable and warpable to fit any face shape, and they are pretty scary and creepy looking. So that's it. Zombie Pick Booth is my choice, and go get it and play with it and have some fun. Maybe... send a scary picture to your mom or something.
Via Postagram.
Yeah. Go ahead, cool. Matt.
My pick for this week or Mark. Is... What's that?
Nothing.
It's kind of scary. Kind of. I'm really pushing it on this one. But it does involve a lot of chemicals, so that's kind of spooky, right? Right? No? Okay.
I love chemicals.
There you go. It's a app called Swanko Lab, and anybody who
wasn't
uses...
Wasn't that an old adult magazine?
It's possible, but now this belongs to the people who make Hipstamatic. Essentially, imagine Hipstamatic without having to have the... You know, I keep thinking Harry Potter is going to come somewhere.
Sorry.
Expelliarmus! Swankle Labs is kind of like doing the Hipstamatic effects in post-production. So what you have is you take a photo and it goes into a lab where you mix different chemicals together to bring about the effect, the filter that you want. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like Hipstamatic in reverse, if that makes any sense. And
it's good for kids, right?
Sure.
Don't play with the chemicals, children.
In this one, you can.
You know, it sounds like a hell of a lot of effort, Mark.
It actually is.
How much is it? How much is it, Mark? Tell us.
$1.99.
Are you freaking kidding me? You cannot be serious.
It's a dollar. I mean, it's Hipstamatic. They charge for everything.
So what you're saying is, I have to pay $1.99 to do a lot of work.
And if you want all the chemicals, it's another $1.99.
No, it's not.
It is. Oh. It comes with a handful, and then if you want the
is it actually a Hipstamatic product?
It is a Hipstamatic product.
Oh, so do they make you pay the $1.99 and then wait some kind of fake like shipping period before you can actually get the get the chemicals?
No. Why are you guys ribbing on these? These guys have been nothing but good to us.
No, I love Hipstamatic. I'm just playing. But you know how when you take a picture, you have to go through that like faux processing time?
It does just that, actually. So when you mix your chemicals together, once you're ready to develop, the red light comes on and you have the timer. The photo goes into this water and you see the photo developing. And then you hang it up on a clothespin.
You know who would like this, I think, is Mod.
Mod Burn?
Yeah.
I think he'd love this.
Because the magic of the developing process was always like something that him and actually Joe Brown are in love with, right?
Yep.
So maybe this would be something that they would be interested in.
Yeah, totally. And the combinations. I actually bought the full catalog of chemicals. And the combinations are like through the roof. I think there's more combinations that you could do within these photos than the actual Hipstamatic app.
Cool.
And but I only have one complaint about this app. not the price. You can't turn off the sound. The sound effects are just annoying the shit out of you.
Can you snap it down to vibrate?
No.
What?
Well, what I like to do when I edit photos, I like to listen to a podcast, for example.
Oh my God. Shutter.
So when I launch this app, it kills all my sound and it goes into their own sound.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, send him a suggestion.
I will. They better fix it.
Oh, hey, Mod says it sounds
say,
cool.
Mods in the focus group said it sounds good.
Yeah, get an updated iPad or iPod.
I should give this a try because... You know, I started photography, developing my own film and making prints and all that stuff. And that's why I got a LifeProof case, because I was constantly throwing my phone into a thing, a developer, and just totally screwing it up. So
I didn't know that.
That is actually very interesting. You know, it sounds fun. I mean, honestly, it's one of those kinds of things where... Yeah, you get that kind of extra level of romance involved with it. It's no different than any of the other things we talk about. You get to, you know, you get to screw around with it. You get to make your own thing, and in the end, that's cool, and I'm on board with it. So,
and if you find your proper chemical mix, you can save it as a favorite.
Thank God.
Yeah, because I can easily forget.
Speaking of LifeProof cases, real quick, I don't want to give them any free plugs or anything, but the Shutter Sisters got a LifeProof case and have been doing some underwater photography with it.
Yes, I've seen that. That's yeah, awesome.
Very cool. So if you guys haven't seen the Shutter Sisters, probably just Google Shutter Sisters. She's over on, what's her name?
Tracy Clark.
Tracy Clark is on Instagram, and check out their work. The ShutterSisters.com, I believe it is, right, is a great site with really cool pictures and stories behind the pictures. So anyway,
I'm just jealous that they're in California and they can still use swimming pools.
Hey, Matt, why don't you give us a focus point that next week we can rag on?
Okay.
This week was me, so there you go.
It's all good. Yeah, this week for Halloween, it's an app and it's called Spooky Pick, and it is basically just a bunch of filters that make your photos look like scary.
Like scary? How?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
Awesome.
A lot of the filters kind of darken the photo and add like a weird tint to it to make it look like some kind of spooky lighting effect. And then there's just textures that you can overlay, like a broken glass kind of thing, or what looks like these cracks and stuff like that. And I don't know. I guess if you do it right, it can make your pictures look scary. I played around with it a little bit, and I'm not sure if the pictures really look scary. I think it depends on the subject matter, really. You know, I'm not taking – you see my pictures.
You're not taking anything scary, right?
Yeah. Like, you can't make a mountain look scary.
No, you can't.
All right.
Well, you could, I guess, if it's a jagged, rocky mountain.
I was going to say, many movies base their stuff off of scary mountains.
That is true. And there is a lightning bolt overlay, so that might look kind of cool.
There you go.
A mountain picture.
All right.
Anyway, Spooky Pick, it's 99 cents.
Oh, my God.
99 cents? Come on. I just spent like $5 on Swanko Labs.
Mine was free.
There wasn't any porn in it.
Just saying, mine was free. And mine was really cool. It makes you look like a zombie. So, anyway, guess that's it.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, so thanks for tuning in to the Scary Spooktacular. If my friggin' laptop goes to sleep one more time...
Is it a spooky sleep?
I'm going to turn on caffeine. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for tuning in to the Halloween Scary Spooktacular episode. And thank you, Mark, and thank you, Matt, for being tremendously awesome co-hosts through 32 episodes.
Holy crap, we're up to 32?
32 episodes.
That's awesome. Oh my God, where does the time go?
Yeah, so very cool. Things are kicking butt. Make sure you head over to tinyshutter.com for links and information from today's show. Also, head over to facebook.com/tinyshutter. Make sure you check out, I'll just say, Matt. Matt, where can people find out about you?
You could go to Instagram and check me out at mhoffmanphoto. And I just want to say, how about trying me out on Twitter? Also, M. Hoffman Photo. I've been getting a lot of iPhone photography questions there, so I've been a little bit more active on Twitter lately.
Sweet. Mark, where can they find you?
This week, I am actually going to say you can find all of us. Well, actually, not you, Matt. Well, actually, yeah, you too, Matt. I want to promote the Meatloaf podcast one more time. We all did an episode here and there. We only had two episodes. But we're doing a third one this week in honor of the Disney buying Lucasfilm and all the Lucas stuff, the Star Wars franchise there. So check us out, themeatloaf.net, and find it on iTunes. Just look for The Meatloaf. It's a bunch of photographers talking about anything but photography.
And you can find me at Instagram, Keith_Tharp. And remember, there is always tons of great stuff over at tinyshutter.com. And check us out and give us 5-star ratings and all that kind of stuff. See you guys later. Bye.
Boy.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
That was fun.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
Welcome.
We need a Vincent Price.
Welcome to the super scary episode of the Tiny Shutter Podcast. I am Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.